What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Top of a dome for Patty.
Look at all up in here tonight.
Oh my God, there's like a new, there's a new so setup here. I don't even know which who's a
suit. Got one little question for you.
Will you accept this official cast finale podcast?
That's right.
Will you accept this rose into your pants?
Get it in my pants.
Oh, I missed you guys.
Oh, I missed you guys.
You want it? You got it.
Accept this rose. Oh my God.
That's Italian for blouse.
Thank you, America. We are back. This is a special bonus episode of the finale. My name is Arda Marine. I am here with my platonic lady lover and co-host, Aaron Foley.
Yay! It's good to be back.
Aaron,
I've missed all of you.
Oh my God. I got to be honest with you. I was excited to be in Nashville, but I was jonesing to hear your thoughts on our own personal March Madness, a.k.a. The Bachelor finale.
Yeah. I mean, I'm already knee-deep in my actual March Madness bracket.
Of course.
Blown to shreds, people.
Of course.
And then, you know, the final bracket, the final game, Vanessa and what's his name? Nick.
Nick.
Nick. Yeah. I almost forgot because I have moved on. Right, America!
You have officially moved it on.
Like an hour later, I'm going.
I'm ready to throw myself at Rachel.
That one girl?
And do you have any shows you want to promote coming up?
I'd love to promote this Wednesday, March 22nd through the Saturday, the 25th. I'm at the Punchline in San Francisco.
That's a great
I've never
club.
Headlined there before, and I'm super excited.
Club.
And I need people to come out, so come on out.
Oh, my God. To my right.
Hello.
We have the 20. Why don't you sit? You can sit there. The 2017 Bachelor of the Year.
Yeah.
You've done such a good job. You've actually been, I think, the best bachelor in America.
Thank you so much.
We have with us Mr. Robert Benedict.
Yay.
Thank you, everybody.
Oh, my God. Rob, how are you?
I'm great. I'm excited.
That's mine. What is happening, Aaron?
This is what's happening.
Why don't you go sit over there? Aaron, just sit here.
No, I feel great. I feel fine.
Okay.
Can you hear?
Yes.
What
now
is
it's
happening?
Almost too loud.
Okay.
Hi.
What's happening?
Things are great.
Things are so good.
I've got lots of time to think about The Bachelor, which is great.
Oh my God, I missed you.
This has been my downtime this month, so it's been nice. I've been writing a lot, writing season two of Kings of Con.
Oh my God, and the first season is up right now. You can find it
on ComicConHQ.com.
ComicConHQ.com.
That's right. But most importantly, we had a finale.
We had a finale.
Before we get going, I want to say. Half of the tickets are sold out already.
No way.
For the May 7th Zanies. in Nashville.
Very exciting.
People have been tweeting me their Airbnb reservations, and this is our last podcast. Before, if you want to see us, if you're going to miss us, this is it, guys. We're not having another one until May 7th, unless we break down and do one Dancing with the Stars one, which
oh my God.
Might have to happen.
We're all going to get sucked
which
in.
Might have to happen. But
the
so,
do-si-do on that one. I don't know that, any dance term.
Is that now? Is that tonight? It's
that's
Monday.
Tonight.
Is it? Oh, it's our. It's
replacing.
It? Are we gonna watch
it's
it?
It's basically just like they wheeled out our bag of heroin and they brought in a new bag. And
are we gonna watch it? Well,
that was the fall. I'm so
no. It's like
confused.
Right now.
No, it's right now.
It's just... right now. And I want to just say there was so much great fan art that people sent us about Shetland Pony. Will fucking cut
I can't
you.
Believe that. I love everything
amazing.
About
and
that.
If you go to our Facebook page, you can see all of the great fan art. There's actually a link to a website where you can buy hoodies and T-shirts. One of these gals made it. It's so wonderful. So it'll be on our Facebook page. But so, for example, at Starlet Prentice sent me an Airbnb. Her Airbnb reservation is confirmed. Aww. She
yeah,
is coming.
Yeah.
There's so many people that are like, we're coming. There's a girl like who's celebrating her 26th birthday with us. So it is truly. Let me see.
We've got people canoeing down from Buffalo, which has been confirmed.
People are. Well, can I just tell
is
you?
Is it really happening?
On a canoe.com reservation.
Cool. What?
Oh my God!
People choppering in from the Ukraine.
Chloe at Chloe EIS is coming. She's got her flight in Airbnb, so we're really excited. Here's the thing. Okay, before we get going, can I just tell you? So I was in Nashville working.
Yes,
so
you were.
You guys. Oh my God. Okay, side note, I will also be at Moon Tower. This is the most... I'm going to be at Moon Tower Comedy Festival in Austin, which is April 20th through 22nd. And then the week after we do Zanies, I will be in Calgary at Yuck Yucks Calgary, May 11th through the 13th.
Best owners ever.
I'm so excited.
The club is super fun.
I can't... I've enjoyed all my Yuck Yucks experiences.
Yuck Yucks are great.
Okay, so you guys, so I just went to Nashville, and I mean... Honestly, I felt like a kid that still believed in Santa, and yeah. It was like December 23rd. Like I couldn't sleep. I was there filming, mm-hmm. and I like all I cared about was this pod. I looked. I think I almost got in too deep. You know, like so. I went and did the podcast with Wells and James Taylor and Danielle, who was the blonde neonatal nurse.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So first of all, they're all doing.
What?
They're all doing the. They're all going to do the live show.
Fantastic.
So James Taylor is doing it. As is Luke Pell, the hunky cowboy.
Yes. Did you meet him?
No. He was not available.
Now,
Evan and Carly. But, like, I'll tell you this about Danielle was funny in person. Danielle had a few good one-liners.
Oh, that's
yeah,
great.
So she's good. I was going to ask how she, because I remember I liked her.
She, now you listened to the podcast, Katie.
Yeah.
She had some really, she was funny.
I think she was nervous on the
show. Yeah, it's hard to be on national.
Yeah, she was.
I don't know.
What was interesting was, so they all hang out together. James Taylor invited me to his game night at his house. So I was like, I have to go. And so I showed up. First of all, like, nobody showed up. And I was like, is this a ruse?
I kind of want to pull up Arden's
yes.
text
yeah,
to
your
us.
Text
oh, my God.
Maybe read some
yeah.
of them.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to do a French it. Accent, but if you're... excitement
oh my
on
God.
The text alone. Keep it, going. I'm going to pull
so
you
then, back. So then when they were talking about Vanessa, as they did on the podcast, they were saying, they kept calling Vanessa V. They call her V.
Ooh.
Yeah. And,
it's inside.
But it was like, I felt so crazy. Like, I was nervous going over to James Taylor's, and so then he was like, "Do you want to come over? I'm having game night at 9." So I got there at like 9:45. I punched in like the number, I called, and he goes, "Hello." I'm like, "Hey, it's Arden." He's like, "Arden, what are you doing?" I was like, "I'm here for game night." I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, "Oh, you're here?" I'm like, "Yeah, you invited me." Like, and he was like, "Oh, nobody's here." I was like, "Oh my God!" So like, Bachelor contestants are clearly like they all bailed.
And they all bailed.
Yeah. So he was like, "Well, I'll come down." So he was so sweet. He just moved into this beautiful house.
Oh my
God. He'd like Pinterest board made like this beautiful coffee table that he designed. He cut the glass for it, and he measured it out, and it had records and 45s under glass. Like, it was, he had a record player. And
just
like,
so you know, he's a musician. You know what I mean? If
yeah,
there's ever a
yes,
doubt.
Yes.
Oh my God, he was so cute. And then the girl Kristen showed up, who was the virgin who
rode the horse.
Who rode the horse? Mm-hmm. Who Liz confessed that she'd slept with
That's
Nick.
Right.
And so, like, there I am hanging out. Now, Kristen had not met me before, so at first she seemed skeptical of me, but then she came around,
as she should.
Yeah, it was the most bizarre.
And was it like he put out like the bat signal and she like came, or was it?
I think that they were all supposed to come for game night. Like, there was a bunch of people coming, and I think. At that point in time, either they were all really late or everyone bailed except for me and Kristen.
So how long did you stay?
I was filming in the morning. Like, I had to get up at like 4 in the morning. So
and were
I shouldn't
you drinking
have been
awkwardly?
I
would have been smashed.
I was so nervous. I was like,
are we playing Twister? Where's the gin?
What were my texts? Totally. What were my texts?
Well, no, I just, you know, because I know you, mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm sure all our super fans feel like at least they know you.
They know me. They know me better
the
than
the level of Arden's just general excitement in life is high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the text exchange, I would say a normal voice, I'd crank it to about 890.
Yeah.
I'll just read one. This isn't revealing anything. I'll leave out the last name. You guys, naturally. It's going to be so much fun. And even though I have to get up early, I'm going to fucking game night at James Taylor's house.
Dude,
yes.
Rob got some texts from me. Wait, Rob, I think got, Rob, I said, oh, wait a minute. What did I say?
And then Katie, oh, James Taylor is so cute. Arden, he was the best.
Oh my
Rob,
God.
I can't even.
Oh my God.
That was an awesome exchange.
He wrote, you were saying that you were going to be in Australia in May. And then I said, that's when I'll be at a house party in Nashville that's going to blow everyone's fucking minds. You need to cancel your Australia trip and come to Nashville, Rob. And then you were, OMG, it's driving me crazy.
It really is. It's driving me crazy. I really wish I could be there.
I couldn't even.
And then you're like, Arden, I feel like I'm just laying down all the foundation for the most amazing May 6th weekend we're ever going to have.
Oh, my God.
I'm about to go into James's house. I'm freaking out.
Rob got, I get to go do the podcast with Wells at his radio station tomorrow with Danielle, the neonatal nurse, and James Taylor. Is so crazy. I'm nervous. And you wrote, whoa, I would be too. Wish one of us could be there with you.
Yeah.
I wrote, me too.
Yeah.
And oh, then, my God. It's like, I was like it's freaking out. I called Katie. Katie and Anna walked me through it. I was like, it took a village to walk me down. And so then on the air, I was so James Taylor really loves Raven, which we'll get to, but like, I think he's thinking of going, he wants to go to Paradise to get Raven.
Get in line, James.
Yeah.
I also want to go to Paradise to get Raven.
We should qualify for
can
Paradise.
Can we crash Paradise?
Why
can't we crash Paradise?
That's what I said. I was like, can I be your, like, I want to be your spiritual advisor. Like,
yes.
Can I come be your, like, weird, like, you know,
yes.
Your fraternal twin lady
yeah.
That comes. I even talking about it now makes me like I'm like sweating. I feel I feel panicky and excited. And it was actually good that I got to get a breather before our weekend. And so for if any of you, by the way, all of us are like flight. Like this is going to be the weirdest weekend.
I want you to have like a cardboard cut out of me or something.
I can't believe you're not going to be there. Paget's going
to
be there. Heitner, they're
we have
all
to at
excited
least bring
about
your
Steve
headshot
Heitner.
Around.
Please bring
ben,
my headshot.
Kenny
Banya.
I can't believe. Can't you
like
cancel
in general,
Australia?
If you just bring
do
my
you have? Do you have to go to Australia? What's in Australia?
I do. Supernatural convention. So I'll be playing there with my band. Is playing a
you're
show.
You're making money. You're not
making
just,
money
you're not just paying lots of money to go hang out with Bachelor contestants.
We're getting paid in
drinks,
sea breezes,
and drinks.
Please, you're getting paid.
In
the love,
experience,
in
you're
hearts.
Gonna. Oh my God!
So listen. So
okay.
So you went there. I want to ask. I want to ask this question. This is the question that I want to ask.
Yeah.
They all hang out with each other.
Yeah,
that's what they do.
They do. They all hang out with each other, and they like cross pollinate seasons.
Right. So like the Virgin is this season.
Yeah.
James Taylor last season.
Yeah. And there was another girl. Listen, right? I'm stuttering now. I got put over the edge when I thought Olivia, who got left by the blowhole, they said Olivia will be there. And I was like, Olivia? Olivia?
Does she live in Nashville?
That's what I thought. And it was some other Olivia. Was there another Olivia contestant? It was a different Olivia.
Every season there's an Olivia.
There were a couple blowholes.
There were so many blowholes.
There's so many fucking
empty canyons. Badlands.
I can't remember
when Pam got dumped by the blowhole in New Zealand.
I get the feeling that they don't hang out with. Okay, side note. So Danielle FaceTimed with V while I was there.
What?
And she was so beautiful. And as my mom watched the finale, Janet Marine Mittens is doing really well.
Okay, good.
So Janet Marine watched the finale, and she was like, "Well, Vanessa's sexy as hell." Like, so she preferred Raven, but she said Vanessa.
Hold on, can you just? I'm going to sit with that for just a second. Yeah. So she was talking to her. You were in the room.
I got to face him. And the second
you saw
her, and the second she said, "I'm doing a podcast," she sort of had to quickly go.
Oh.
She was like, I think she was like shopping at like the Grove or something, because she said, "What do you think of these shoes? Are these shoes cute? Should I buy them?" I was like, "Oh yeah, you should tell me." Like,
I'm in his art in here. Yeah. I'd go with a penny loafer.
sorry, I've been trashing you all season.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I was on Team Vanessa for a while. But so she was on the FaceTime. She was so beautiful.
She's stunning.
Je suis Vanessa.
I tried to talk French to her and she was like, "What?
Does that mean I want to get in Vanessa?"
Oh my God, we have not said hello to Katie yet.
No, not at all.
We need to get Katie over here. Katie! Head of the Nerdist Podcast Network. Katie, I'm so sorry. I got bachelor fever for a second and I've been making some bad decisions. Your tits look great in that shirt. Can I say that? You've got a nice little rack.
Thank you.
You have a real rack. I've never like seen that before. Your
I'm
tits
so
look
jealous
great.
That no one can ever say that to me.
Don't they
actually
look great?
If they do, it's a bad thing.
Doesn't she look great in that shirt?
Well, now that I'm staring at her chest, Arden,
she's
now it's
great
awkward, but you
well,
do
Katie's
have a great
rack.
Well,
Katie's always had a great body.
Great rack.
Like a great body, and I didn't know she had
she
a great rack
She kills it on
boot.
Fitbit. Kills it on Fitbit.
Sometimes I let them out.
You
let
know what?
I fly.
No offense, but I can't look.
Mine are usually in jog bras, and once in a while I let them out.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the same thing
boobs.
As me looking
actually,
at them as
like,
you looking at
I'm not doing
them.
Anything different today than
but
that
you're
I
lady.
Normally do.
Yeah, but I'm also like a pig, so.
Yeah, but you're a lady.
Great.
Like,
you, really
you can go
boobs.
To the dressing
That's
room.
Like the dream.
Hey, tit face.
But I... let me look at that rack.
I like how my two side
Sorry.
Conversations.
Sorry.
And this is also like... Okay, wait a minute. So, Katie.
Yes.
You heard the podcast last
yes.
week. Could you believe what was happening?
No, it was so exciting. I wish I was there. I was so jealous the whole time.
If I was rich, I would. We need to get Katie to Nashville. Can we start a Kickstarter campaign?
I don't want people. There's so many better.
Yeah,
things
you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. How about miles? What
yeah,
if somebody?
But name a
what
couple.
Somebody, what if somebody?
I don't know.
What if somebody donated their miles to get you there?
I would take that.
If anybody wants to donate. Miles to get to Nashville, even one way.
If I had miles, I would seriously
even
give them
one
to you.
Way. I used my
I
miles
had
to get
miles
there.
And then like they,
I used
know,
my
like
miles
they
to get there
for like a year.
Yeah.
Tweet us if you're
much.
Willing
it's
to use
annoying.
Your miles to get Katie to Nashville,
or you work for a plane company.
If you work for,
yeah, you could do like a standby.
Or a plane company,
an airline.
Hi, welcome to the plane company.
That doesn't sound.
We got planes. We got big planes, small planes.
If you're like a airline steward, and
there you go.
And you
there
can get
you
the plus one. Like sometimes people get flight yeah. like a
if you're
flight. So if you were being to fly, like Katie would be your companion if you want to fly with Katie from Los Angeles.
Let's
to
say
Nashville.
You're a plane company waitress. And you get an extra, you're done serving the drinks and you get a extra little space where they keep the suits. Shove Katie right in
I'm
there.
I'm very small. I can fit that.
Oh my God!
Except
and she's got a
huge.
Great rack. She's got a
living.
Great rack. You need an extra carrier for her. Great rack.
Still not looking.
Great rack.
Hey,
Yeah, buddy.
Oh boy, this is so intense.
My name's Arden.
I know
you were worried.
I just want to be there. I don't want to be in Australia. I wish I was just there.
We gotta get Miles. Get Miles.
Oh, I know what I was
Katie.
Gonna say. That would be a great indie movie. Is get Katie to the podcast.
Yes.
Oh
yes.
My God.
So you're like on the street.
We have like
I think
our fans want to meet you enough that someone's
gonna
somebody
get Miles.
With a spending habit that's out of hand that's got Miles or
Corinne. Where's Corinne when we need
oh
her?
Oh my
Corinne,
God, Corinne
talking platinum credit card.
Yes, somebody with Miles. Let's get Katie there.
Also, if someone could buy me snacks,
I don't even
need snacks too.
Yeah, snacks
that's
for all snack. Of us. Really,
we're all sharing one room there. The we're all like literally, it's gonna be a shit show. I know somebody's bringing Xanax. Anna's bringing
Thank
Xanax.
God.
Oh, that's awesome.
I have earplugs and I have a face mask. I'm going to take Anna Xanax. Before we get going, I want to give a shout out to Rihanna. Not the Rihanna.
But while we're at it,
shout out to Rihanna. It's at Rihanna with like 20 N's and 20 A's. I arrived at the corporate institution that I work at, which is the Meltdown comic book store. And I'm in my back up in the treehouse where I belong, and there was a box for me. And I was like, this is either filled with toenail clippings and hair cutting, or this is the, but it was heavier than that. Because I've already received a few of those. And inside, if you guys remember the Falcon, when the Falcon, Robbie, when the Falcon had his hometown visit, and he had a, we'll put a photo on our Facebook page. He had a, like a, why his family was drinking out of wine glasses that had, like a tumbler over them.
He made it to hometowns?
He made it to hometowns.
Can't believe
he made it second place.
He was number two.
Wait, he was two?
Wasn't it? Him and Jordan? Yeah.
He wore white pants.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Oh, my God.
God, they are blending.
So when they went to his family's house, they were drinking out of these plastic wine glasses that had tumblers over them. And we talked about them on air with the Falcon. And so I got a box with four of them. And it says, hi, Arden and team. Enclosed, you will find Tervis goblets. These are the very cups used by the family of the Falcon himself. By the way, side note, we'll get to the best closer of a business letter ever. I know we all love the Falcon, obviously, and these have actually been discontinued, so I was unable to personalize them with your names and cabinet positions.
That's amazing.
Sad face. But I work for Tervis, so I still had to round some up and send them to you.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I hope you receive them in time to use for the finale. I'm in Northwest Florida, but I might be able to make the trip up to Nashville for the live show. I'm using a lot of exclamation marks in this letter. Wow, hope you like the gift. And then she wrote in like, I'm going to say size 69 font.
Sure, I mean, that's appropriate.
Hashtag bone zone. Will you take a picture of the letter? Yes. I want you to know, Rihanna, first of all, Rihanna, thank you so much for your gift. It is, I'm going to bring them to Nashville, and I'm going to paint on them in nail polish our names, and I'm going to use them on the stage live at Nashville. So if you can get, it'll be a write-off for Tervis. You can come to Nashville and have it be a write-off, and you can get pictures of us using your thing on stage, and you can use it on promo. It'll be
that
a write-off.
Screaming Aaron Foley White Wine Spritzer.
Thank you so much. This is truly the greatest gift that's ever happened, so we appreciate that. Katie, we got to get you to Nashville. Get Katie to Nashville.
I know. I'm working on it.
I wish I was a regular on a show. As it is, I'm still paying off my taxes from 2016.
I haven't even filed since 2013.
Okay, here we go.
It's another podcast.
Yeah. I keep forgetting what it is because I'm just so thrown by the... Oh, after Nashville,
yeah.
Let's come back and have a... Fill me in on what it was like. I want to know behind the scenes.
You're right. That's exactly it.
I want to know things like they call her V. To me, that made my week.
They call her V. She said, Danielle exclaimed, she goes, V loves Nick. She's super in on Nick.
Okay.
She said V is, by the way, we're going to have like a house party, like Saturday night. You've got to just not make any money.
Rob,
and spend,
this is really
torturous. You need to like, instead of making a few grand, you need to spend a few grand and get to Nashville.
You listen, it's a $10,000 swing on
Paget.
Paper, but you know
right,
what?
Right, best text,
you know
what? I don't think she would mind me saying this. The best text was when I was texting everybody about what
great.
I was about to do. Paget texted in, who's on Criminal Minds and is working, and that's why she's not here today, our Secretary of State. She goes, Arden, I want Arden's life with my CBS money.
I know. I literally
and
was
I
like...
wrote back, I would rather have your CBS money. And she, so anyway, Rovaniemi, here we are. So if you guys listened to last week, I'm sorry, my notes are my notes from the episode, but now I can speak freely because I'm not with somebody who fucking dated Nick, and Wells is like Nick's best friend, so I can speak freely.
Oh, really?
They're really good friends.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And like, okay, so Rovaniemi, Wells, by the way, Katie, he's so cute. His ass is about 6 inches wide, but he's like 6'2" and cute as shit.
6 inches wide.
He's a lean guy.
That's
he's a lean
ass.
Guy. He made
ass.
Us all old fashioned. He made us all old fashioned, and he's a thin guy, but he is really cute. Okay, here we go.
Everyone
oh my God.
On the show is gorgeous. I mean,
yeah. I know.
Yeah.
They all...
And James Taylor was very, like, he was definitely red. Oh, you loved him. I told
him
that you loved
James
him.
James Taylor got better and better looking as his personality
looked...
almost after the show.
You know what? And I get the feeling that he's gotten some ladies who thrown themselves at him, and I think he enjoyed it for a little bit, and now he just wants a nice girl.
Yeah.
And like, but I think it maybe gave him a little confidence. He had like a month or two tear where he got to be like, yeah.
Yeah.
And like, he's done. Like, he's not still
doing it. Sticking the dick in the hair, trying to figure it out.
Yeah. And I think he got confident, and that, like, he seemed like such a gentleman, and like, he wants a nice girl, but I think it was good for him to see, like, no, you are desirable, you know? Like,
oh, yeah. He's a little hunky.
Haley.
Okay.
That's, I'm showing you a picture of Haley now, right? Yeah.
Yes.
It's my new screensaver.
Oh, that was the best thing that ever happened to me.
That's great.
Just
speaking of
Haley's
gorgeous
hot.
People. They're gorgeous. Yeah.
They're all gorgeous.
I mean,
yeah,
can we just talk freely? Because I feel like this is breaking down the season. Was that FaceTime with Haley the best thing that ever happened to you?
Oh, my God. I have to get in tight here.
Yeah. I mean, truly.
It was
unbelievable. Let's be free here.
It was unbelievable. It was really great. And, like, I did not expect the turnaround, the switch.
I know.
Because I was like,
what was the switch?
She loves Supernatural.
She's a huge Supernatural fan.
She couldn't believe she was talking to Rob.
It was the weird, I was like,
were you here for that? No, that was, okay, so Rob was so nervous, he changed his outfit to look more Canadian.
Yeah.
And he like put on.
What did you put on, a maple leaf?
He put on like
some tights?
And nothing else.
You know how hot it is up here too. He wore like a hot version of a lumberman jacket.
Wow, Rob.
And
wow.
Like,
yeah,
and
you're
like,
welcome.
It is so fucking hot up here. Like, this, it does not breathe up here. Like, heat rises and it does not breathe in this, like, comic. And there's like decades of like nerd sweat up here. You know, it's just riddled with like lonely virgin sweat. And Rob is here dressed like we're going to the tundra. And she was like, and then we had like after text where she was like, OMG, I was so nervous to meet Rob. And then Rob and I had a side text going on that was like, Rob was like, holy shit.
What the, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he like couldn't deal. And then we were like, how do we reply? Like, Rob did not. It was the
totally,
best.
Totally. I had to like get her advice on like how to play
reply.
Cool and reply.
Yeah.
And
you the know?
Take your top off. That's not it, Rob.
No.
Rob, that is not it.
Tone it down.
Yeah.
Tone it down. Easy. Easy with the moose knuckles.
You got a good rack like Katie. Not that I'm looking. I'm not allowed to look.
I'm not looking at your rack, but your rack is tremendous.
Oh my God, you've got a tremendous rack.
Is that too far?
Can I say that? Am I allowed to say that? All right. So here we are in Rovaniemi. And so we're in Finland. We're starting the episode.
Yeah.
He's skipping with elves, the lady elves.
Oh, my God.
And the fucking, so then Santa, the molester Santa's hiding behind the trees, waiting as he's skipping, and all those Dancing with the Stars ads.
The Santa was so creepy.
Yeah.
And the fact that he spoke in the, you know, Finnish or whatever made him creepier.
Dude, the whole thing.
Yeah.
The whole thing. I will say, you want to know what Danielle said that was funny? She said he looked like he put hot rollers in his beard.
Oh,
that's funny.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Did
like
you guys
that.
See the white van behind the Santa's house?
No. Is that a joke?
White van.
Really?
Did you guys didn't see the white van?
No, I didn't see the white van.
There's no windows.
Heitner. I texted Heitner that he was great as Santa. And he wrote, I've killed so many women in that shit. I told them that and they stared at me like, oh, okay. Okay, so
we're spoiled. We hang around with comics all the time.
I know, I know. Well, so when I went to James Taylor's house, he played our theme song for, oh my God, I'm in too deep, you guys.
Yeah,
I'm actually in too deep.
I love it.
Yeah. I'm worried about me. Like, as I'm saying this, I'm realizing I'm like in
if
too
I had
deep.
Told you last year that you were going to say, so when I went to James Taylor's house.
And that I'm more excited about that James Taylor than if I went to
real James Taylor.
Taylor.
I think maybe right now you're a hologram and you're still in Nashville.
Okay,
in
so,
James Taylor's
so
closet.
James Taylor, I went to James Taylor's house and he played Danielle the Virgin, the theme song, because he enjoyed it so much. And she looked at me and she goes, oh, that's cute. And she goes, you need a hook. And I thought,
you need a hook.
Yeah. And I thought,
and so I hooked her.
I like the virgin. Or I like the neonatal. I was like, I prefer.
So what did she mean?
No,
you need
Kristen.
A hook?
That was Kristen. That was Kristen who said, you need the hook. I guess she was like, I need a cute theme song. So I like Danielle, the neonatal nurse, more
this
than
was the
Chris,
virgin.
This was the virgin.
So what does she mean you need a hook? The song still needs a
no,
hook?
No, she was saying, no, it's cute. Like, that's fun. You got a fun hook.
Oh, it's a hook.
And
okay,
I was like,
it.
I don't like that. I don't like you saying that. But then she grew on me a little bit. She was kind of funny. But like, I was like, I felt misunderstood. And I felt like I've been with like comics for
the
too
name
long.
Of this episode might have to be, you got a hook.
You got a nice hook. Oh, yeah. That's cute. That's cute. She kept calling it cute. I'm like, that's
cute.
Not cute.
I hate those words.
I also, side note, I want you guys to know that I found the fucking romper stores, and I tried to go to a romper store to buy a romper to shove my corgi body in for the Nashville live show. So I went into the romper store because I saw, oh my God, I'm in too deep. I'm worried about me. Because I saw that
you're a hologram.
Carly from Evan and Carly had tweeted about these romper stores.
Oh my God, will we ever get Arden back?
So I went into the romper store and this was the fucking exchange. It was this. Are you looking for anything in particular? I was like, no, I'm just looking. Where do you live? Do you live here? Nashville? No, I'm in from... Oh, where do you live? California? Where in California? I'm like, Los Angeles. And she's like, oh, you're from Los Angeles? Let me ask you a question. Do you like these shorts? I'm like, not really. And then she goes, so what are you doing here? I was like, I'm working. She's like, what do you do? And I thought, I can't fucking answer that. I was like, a little of this, a little of that.
You did not say that.
And then she goes...
Wow.
Then she goes, so do you work here a lot? I mean, it was truly... I was like, I'm going to fucking take bath salt and eat your face off, romper girl. Like,
that's the only option.
I would have given you $60 for the stupid cold shoulder romper that I should not be wearing at my age and with my body type. And now instead I'm going to take bath salt and go to jail because I've eaten your face off. Because you asked me, because you wouldn't fucking leave me alone to shove my stupid body in this onesie.
I love that you went from a little of this to a little of that to just eating her face off. There's absolutely no in between. There's not like, you know what, I'm just looking around and then you leave. It's either eat your fucking face off.
I was in, you tell me how you feel. I try to avoid her. I was in the dressing room where there's a curtain and she came and stood there outside of the curtain asking me those
questions.
That's
weird.
Well, she wouldn't leave.
She's a terrible sales lady.
And that's when you go right to, I gotta take
her
bath
hand
salt.
Did her hand
and
come up
she fingered me under the curtain.
That was the good part.
I was like, I was not ready for the finger blast, but
full circle finger blast.
Full circle
season finger blast.
2017.
Full circle finger blast.
Full circle finger blast.
Is that our
we
new
did it.
Oh my God.
We really did it.
It's an Oprah teachable moment. Side note, I'm so glad my friend Connie, who plays Yoga Jones on Orange Is the New Black, was going to come do the podcast. And then she found out that we weren't super into Vanessa and Nick. So she came down to the comic book store and then she realized that she would like get teary eyed and cry. And now with Full Circle Finger, I'm so glad that I could be free and get to Bath Salts and Full Circle Finger.
Yeah.
Because she would now, I would actually have lost a friend today.
Yeah. Oh, that's not good.
She doesn't need to know that I'm getting finger blasted before I take bath salts at a romper store and I a sales girl in Nashville.
My favorite is that Aaron did the Usain Bolt. It's like lightning bolt.
It's my new dance move.
Full circle
you start
thing,
here and then you go.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Full circle finger blast.
Full circle finger blast.
Katie, how many miles? Look up see how many miles we need. I think on American it's 20,000 one way. We could get you one way. Let's get Katie one way. She'll never get back
one
from Nashville.
Way.
You'll
one
just marry
way.
You'll just marry James Taylor.
What if she stayed?
What if you just stayed?
I'll take care
you
of Scout
Nashville.
Until you come
Nashville's
back.
Great. By the way, if you guys are coming to Nashville, and we really hope that you do, there is here's some fun things to do because it took me a little bit to figure out Nashville. I'll give you guys the top four things I enjoy doing:
finger blasting and a romper.
Number one, romper studio finger blast. Number two, Jack White's record store, Third Man Records, is great.
I've never been there.
I enjoyed the tour at the Hatch show print, which is where they do all the old.
Oh, heard about that.
It's super cool.
Yes.
And then, like, if you're a girl and you want just, like, a ladies' day out without getting finger blasted at a romper store, the area 12 South is really cute. So if you guys are going to Nashville, you only have, like, one day, you don't know where to go. I've just been finger blasted there for 2 weeks.
Right.
And so that's where I would say.
I'll add another.
Recommend. Yeah.
Tracing a Shetland pony with a shiv.
There you go.
Every city.
Okay.
Boom. Bucket list.
Dude.
Who was there, by the way? He was there after the
final rose. Oh, my God. Okay,
rose.
We haven't even started. So we get... Okay, so we know... But the good news is it's a very simple episode. So they go to some hut in the woods where Nick's gigantic family is.
It was the worst finale ever, I'll have
to
say.
Oh, my God. It was so fucking boring. Anna texted a photo. Anna can't be here today, but she texted a photo of Nick standing next to the table. Did you guys see that? Where he looks gigantic. Is Nick huge?
What table?
Anna, wait a minute. Let me find this. Anna and Katie. Is that?
Anna's from.
Yes, look at this. Look at this photo. Does he look huge?
Whoa.
He was at the table that his family was like hosting. That we'll put this online too.
Maybe it's just a really small table.
But look how big he looks. He looks huge.
Yeah, that's
weird. I also feel like the ceiling is at a weird angle. Is it like a sloped snow sledge?
Dude, okay, so his family's there.
I think
he's
tall, though, right? I think he is tall.
I think he's tall.
Well, his sister's like 6'9".
His sister, what's her name?
She's 10 going on high school.
So they go to meet Raven. Her, Raven was so sweet. And his family, I feel like the boys, the men in his family hate him. The mom looks devastated. The dad is a crier.
Slash stoned.
Yeah. So the two of them, so Raven goes, she's so sweet. Vanessa goes, she wears her flash dance top and like is pushy and weird, but like the family sees that they love each other.
Yeah. This family just looks so just
worn down. Beaten down.
And they couldn't stop with that narrative like, but will they say yes? No one says yes.
The father basically spelled it out.
Yeah.
He looked right at his son. He's like, this is who you date, a.k.a. Vanessa.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And it won't work.
Katie, do you want to be on a mic here?
Yeah, I'm about to sneeze.
Okay, you need to get in on this.
I mean, he called it. He took his head out of the bong for 30 seconds. He had a moment of clarity.
He made a bong out of an apple because he couldn't fly with it to Finland. So he was busy carving bongs out of what he made one out of a cereal box.
He looked at Nick with his working one eye and said... and said, you pick the wrong woman every time. And he's like, where are you looking, Dad? Over here, Dad?
Yeah.
Over here, Dad, where are you? Over here, Dad?
I didn't notice that.
Did he really have
I didn't
one eye's going northeast, the other one's going southwest. Oh, yeah.
I didn't notice that until
the finale.
Oh, my God,
I didn't notice it.
I didn't notice it ever. I didn't either, but I love it.
Yeah, he there was like during.
Did you notice it too?
Are you kidding? How did you not know his eyeballs were literally.
During like a time.
I had to watch it in a Marriott. During I couldn't fucking pause anything. I had to watch it in a Marriott.
During the talking head section, all of a sudden it was like, whoa.
Yes. He's like, got the other eyeball back in.
Yeah.
You picked the wrong lady. It was literally.
Yeah, I had two-way eyeballs. They weren't
totally screwed. Those guys felt like they hated Nick as much as the guy who was in the Caucasian hot seat. The white, you guys missed that episode.
Him.
There was the guy, the white guy that was Rachel, married to Rachel's sister.
Who sat in the
Caucasian hot seat.
Oh my God.
That was like the high back chair.
Yeah.
And they put him in the Caucasian hot seat. The ginger who was like
so
excited
such a
to
dork.
Put. But like they those men in Nick's family, whether they're married in or are his relatives, they seem like they hate
They just
him.
Seem like they're sick of this shit.
So sick. Yeah.
And now he's on Dancing with the Stars. It's like never ending. Mm-hmm. It's like, dude, please stop exploiting our family.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
His mom's a wreck. His mom,
wreck,
like,
just a wreck.
She's got to cry for help.
Yeah.
She's got a Kate Gosselin haircut, and she's got a nose pierce.
The husband doesn't even recognize her. He doesn't know where to look. He just goes by Sam.
he's a pinball wizard.
I think the weed helps his eyes relax into place.
Totally.
Because you can't tell all the time. And then he must have been sober in the talking head.
And then he can focus.
It is true.
But he literally gave the best piece of advice to Nick.
Which was, don't do what you always do.
He literally was like, this is who you date, a strong, woman, and it doesn't work. And that's why I thought maybe he will pick Raven, because the father got it head on the nail.
Nick, like, seems like... You know, a lot of guys in their younger 20s, they kind of date crazy girls.
Yeah.
And they date, like, these people, and women do this, too. They date the guy that's unattainable that they have to fix, quote-unquote.
Yeah.
They want the challenge. And most people, they grow out of that at a certain point. But I feel like Nick is not growing out of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, for a while, I always wanted the guy that didn't like me.
Me too.
You know, everybody wanted that. And then I was like, wait, there's a really nice guy in front of me that does like me.
Yeah.
Let me date him.
I'm so hot right now. I almost just poured this whole body all over me in this water. And I realized I would electrocute myself.
Thank you for not doing it.
I thought, I'm just going to pour this all over my head.
I picked the wrong day to wear a wool sweater. It was so chilly at the airport.
It was chilly this morning. Yeah. It was chilly.
Aaron just flew in for this podcast.
Wow.
I woke up in Florida.
Oh, my God.
The power of air travel.
Oh, my God. I'm getting texts. That's got to stop. I don't want any outside. Were there any sinkholes in Florida?
Not enough to keep me entertained. I'm obsessed.
You love a sinkhole.
I do love a sinkhole.
Were you very excited when there was one in the valley?
Oh my
Studio
god!
City?
I got my
Did
phone
you
was
go?
Like blowing up. No,
Did you
I just
go look?
I just you know
you should have gone.
I drive by every day. It's still you know they're still working on it.
It's just crazy.
What do people do if they live on that street?
They just go the other way. And it's sort of like
isn't that a one way street? If it's the street I'm thinking of, because I know someone that lived there.
I haven't driven down it because you can't from the Ventura, from the Laurel Canyon
side. I thought it
side.
Was...
What the F?
This is
I'm
riveting.
I'm like nearly...
Okay, okay, all right. I'm getting us back on track.
I think they drive around,
okay,
Katie.
So they turn around to the
I don't know. We should look into that.
Yeah.
So then
Vanessa
what?
Had a date in the woods. They go to Santa's house and she freaks out. And then they go... And then Santa gives them a carving of their face, and then she basically goes and cries for 2 hours. But she's got a great body, mm-hmm. and it's the worst fucking date of all time.
I had to fast forward through part of it. I literally was like, I can't take this.
It was so
Then
awful.
I thought, you know, like the power of editing, right? By the end of the Raven date, you're like, he's going to pick Raven.
Yeah.
But then you go back, and when even before it was announced, when she was having her 80th meltdown on the couch and he was really spending a lot of time, mm-hmm. like, and I was like, oh, you wouldn't
Again,
spend that
this
much
is
time.
Like the wanna fix thing.
Yeah. yeah. You he wouldn't loves, spend that much time loves, if you weren't going
to
pick her.
He loves to chase, and she was the only one. She acted like she was the bachelorette.
Yeah. Oh,
and
my God, that's a good point. Yeah.
Like how she kept saying, I don't know if I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that was bullshit.
Oh, please.
But the fact that she had that attitude, and it wasn't like Raven was coming on too strong. Raven
no.
wasn't being like Corinne. Raven just didn't.
Raven
just like,
was like,
me,
I like you.
It.
Yeah.
So it was the worst date ever. What do you have to say about the worst date ever? It was such a bore. Because she was, okay, she was fun during the airplane date, and she was fun in the ice bath, like in mm-hmm. the woods.
And this was like a funeral.
This like, was, I was like, really? You're so fucking boring. This is
what
it.
What did they do after Santa?
They went and cried in the couch in the yurt. They just
like,
cried in a yurt.
Went to the yurt.
They just like snuggled and
crying
cried.
In the yurt.
You know what I felt like I had missed something. I was like, did something happen that's making her cry? Like it was so bad. Like
it
I
was
thought
so
I had missed
boring.
Something.
Also, you can everything again. Everything that she was saying was completely rational.
Yeah.
Completely understandable. It's just that like you. It's a game show. It's a dance.
And
like,
she was like, oh, yeah. I should have watched the season.
I think
like,
there are
yeah,
real...
Yeah,
yeah
you
should
have.
You should,
because
asshole. She wasn't act like... You have to
you
also suspend
yourself,
some
asshole.
Rules and suspend some
yeah.
belief and
yes.
like be like, I gotta... This is what it is. There are a couple women involved. I just gotta
yeah.
jump in. And it was like...
She was going like, I don't understand why you need to go out with other people. Like,
yeah.
that's the show. Like,
yeah.
As Janet Marin says, and she said this about the Patriots when they won the Super Bowl over... like. She said, you did it to yourselves, assholes. And she did it to herself, asshole. You didn't watch the... You
she
didn't
was
watch.
Fun no. sponge. Soggy bottom.
So then we go... So then Raven shows up, and they have the best date.
So
much fun.
The body language was great.
And it really seems natural.
And they,
so
I,
natural.
And like, his face looked like an ad for an antidepressant beforehand. Like,
yeah.
are you
yeah.
down? Like, he was gray. Like, his
yeah.
eyes were like...
Yeah.
Like, he actually looked chemically, like,
mm-hmm.
fucked up.
Yeah.
Depressed.
Yeah.
And then they went to... Sixpence None the Richer,
they
Kiss
ice,
Me,
ice
skating. And they were clearly ice skating for a while because they took their coats
yeah.
off. They were
oh,
soaking
yeah.
wet. He laid her
and
down
then,
on the ice.
He loves to lay her down.
Oh, loves
and
to
then
lay her down.
The puppies.
Oh my God.
Oh,
I
my God.
Puppies!
I was like, I want this date!
Husky puppy!
My friend Mandy, who's like you, loves animals. She's like, this is the best date ever.
Husky puppies! The husky puppies.
I mean,
puppies.
There's nothing cuter than a husky puppy.
And
like,
then,
there's nothing.
And then they had a great date in their yurt. She wore really cute knee highs and knee high boots and a sweater dress.
She's adorbs.
But I have to say, this is the point where I've thought, okay, it's not going to be her because she starts going, I think it's going to be me. Like,
yeah.
her attitude was like,
yeah.
I think, and I'm like, oh, shit, they're setting us up.
Yeah,
plus,
yeah,
there,
yeah.
Was no, there was no challenge, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, in
yeah,
all
exactly.
A little bit of a defense in Nick is, you know, sometimes, I think it's men and women, when you have, like, the sure thing in front of you that's
yeah.
like, I love you, I'm ready, we're going to do this.
Yeah, no,
and they
I'm out, I'm out.
And then
I'm
there
out,
is
I'm
that
out.
Little bit of, like, a
I'm
challenge.
Out, I'm out, I'm
well,
out.
Most people
sometimes.
Do outgrow that eventually.
But
yeah.
Gotta, maybe
but if
they've
you,
known each other, like, 6 weeks.
Yeah, and
so
you
it's like,
know
if somebody is like, I will marry you, and you're like, ooh, like I, they yeah. actually yeah. would marry me and they'd expect to get
See,
married.
I should be
to
honest,
me.
I'd be like, I'm not going to marry you.
Which yeah. is like kind of what Vanessa, oh no.
He kept saying, I'm a realist, she's a realist. So I felt like to him, it felt like more of a real relationship in
yeah,
Vanessa.
Actually, that's yeah. a good point. Versus, okay.
You know, green
light. That's a
light.
Really good point. Like maybe he's seeing this as like, hey, she might be the one. You know, obviously we're going to get engaged.
Think
so.
But I like, think it's more maybe, like, maybe know. He thinks, oh, Raven really wants to get married and this is like.
Well, he's 36.
Also, so he said he didn't know if he was in love with her. I think that's fair. You can love someone and not
yeah.
really be in love.
Yeah, no, when yeah, so, yeah you're right. When somebody is
They just
too
look so cute
you.
Together and so light and fun. And then we got, you know, Soggy Bottom and she's like, tell me everything. I do not feel like you love me.
Give me your diary.
So then they go and he proposes and Raven leaves her cloak. And
oh my
like,
God,
oh yeah,
cloak.
And she left. And I was like, Vanessa's going to see the jacket.
Yeah.
What and was she, this? I missed this.
Raven left her coat.
Yeah. Oh. And like,
after
Chris
he said
Harrison,
no, he like walked out the side door.
Yeah.
No,
and
no
I was
jacket.
Like, she must be cold. First of all, I was like very worried about her.
They stuck them and then Ding Dong shows up looking like Dynasty.
Yeah. And then
Vanessa's stupid fucking style sucks.
Put us on top of
yeah. Joan Raven. Collins rolls in.
But can I go back really quick?
Yeah.
Because
of course.
When he was dumping Raven. First of all, why did she say her whole speech? Because
I know
he should have stopped her.
He got so mad.
I know
at Caitlin for letting him yes. say the speech. That I was like, I guess the producers make them. But he, since he got so mad about that,
yeah,
I was like he could have been
dead.
Like, no, I'm not fucking doing that. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to make her say this whole spiel.
Yeah. And Vanessa didn't say anything.
Yeah.
And
he started talking.
What I loved when he said, I'll miss you. And
she
said, I know.
I know. Oh,
that
my
was
God.
The best.
Yes. I was like, yo, you're going to be fine.
Yeah. yeah.
Like, she's going to be fine. Like,
oh, yeah.
I would love for her and James Taylor.
Oh,
I think that'd be a great
That'd be adorable.
Oh,
it would be adorable.
I bet there's a lot of guys going for Raven.
No, James Taylor. Raven, if you're listening, choose
Raven.
James Taylor for me.
Yeah.
We know you're listening.
Raven.
Of course, you're obviously listening.
Your four spirit animals are telling you.
Well,
James
is listening. He might be listening. Listening.
Yeah,
James,
he's
you should totally,
he's totally
go for
listening.
It.
James,
you should
love
totally
you.
Go for it, James.
Yeah,
oh
and he's
God.
Country like
you know
her.
What? Yes, I'll text him.
So
I'll text him and tell him to listen.
They would be so cute together.
Oh my God,
they
sure.
would be cute.
Should
Wait,
I try to
did
FaceTime
he,
James Taylor right now?
Did he have? Did he? He's wants to go on BIP to meet her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what he said.
Okay, wait a minute.
Well, he should absolutely go there. I mean, he was such a favorite. Everyone loved him.
Oh, he was great. Oh. I actually liked him after the show.
I
didn't love
yeah.
him on the show, but after the show, remember when we were all sitting around and we
yeah.
talked to him?
I know.
I was like, where was this guy?
Yes,
he was
the
so
best.
Charming and funny,
yeah.
great energy. He was just super cute.
That's how I felt about Danielle, the neonatal
yeah.
nurse. In
yeah.
person, she was funny.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, y'all, they're nervous.
She had like five
yeah.
good
yeah.
zingers. She had like five
yeah.
solid zingers. And she's a real nurse.
And
like,
then also
she's still doing nursing.
Also,
stuff.
The editor, Phil. You never
she's
know.
A real nurse. She saved four babies
but
just
like
while
the,
we were talking.
But like the other, like I don't know if everybody else, you know, like she doesn't, you know. Okay, so wait.
What
a
if we meet that one girl? And be like, she's a real dolphin
she's,
enthusiast.
She's a real estate intern.
She's a real aspiring
dolphin trainer.
Okay, wait a minute. So then they get engaged.
I found my porpoise in life.
Oh my God, Neil Lane. The corpse of Neil Lane. The corpse of Neil Lane in a snowy setting.
I'm going to go as him for Halloween.
Oh my God, yes.
That's
good.
You could have a box of rings
yeah.
and a lot of tanner.
It could just
really
be
tan.
It could just be ring pops.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, ring pops.
Ring pops, ring pops, ring pops. We should bring ring pops.
Can I go as your assistant with a clipboard being like,
yeah, totally.
We're low in sales.
We should bring ring pops to the podcast.
Ring pops.
Yes.
And like gummy roses. Do they sound like gummy roses? Roses.
Do they really?
I feel like Jelly Belly used to make gummy roses.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I want to say
that was a thing when I was a kid.
Okay.
I'm going to find these.
So
Neil
then
Lane,
we
the
get
of Neil
so
Lane.
Then the corpse of Neil Lane. So then we get to the okay, so then they
How,
get engaged,
like,
whatever. Then we get
I know.
Let's get to the after the rose. So then they it's after the rose.
Did you guys
show.
Feel by the way, did what did you think? Like did you
I felt
like when the chew gets out of the limo door.
Oh,
right.
well,
weren't you
so
studying
mad.
Their dresses
yeah.
and their shoes?
Her,
right.
I saw the white
has it
dress
ever,
and I was like, God damn
I know.
It.
Has it ever switched?
Yes.
Like maybe once?
Yes.
Back in the day, they used to
switch it. They need to switch it up
yeah.
now.
Yeah,
but
used
it was
to be,
always hard for when, like,
yeah,
he
then,
would like, say yes, and then he'd be like, hold on, I got to break up with the other
yeah.
one.
Oh, so
yeah,
it's
yeah,
always
it's,
if you're first, you're not.
You're done. You're out.
Recently, but it used to be that they, yeah, there were a couple where they switched it. So he said yes to the first one.
I really want to say, like, Raven looked so cute in her little white dress and her hooded cape, and Vanessa looked like Joan Collins, and even in the after the rose thing, her dress choices, it's like she's so sexy. It's like What are these 1980s, like 19 early 90s, like weird strap contraptions?
They're it's making her look like, first of all, not that fun and older. Because she's so hot. She just needs a fun, hip, you know, designer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, you know, her personal energy is real low.
John Travolta.
I mean, she pulls well because she's rag and curvy, bone. You know?
Yeah. She's stunning. Got a good body. She literally is absolutely perfect. Like, she's perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so then we're at After the Rose. We're at After the Rose. Raven comes out. She was so elegant.
Yeah.
She didn't trash him at all.
I know. No. And then I loved how, like, on her Instagram account, she, like, just posted about the dress she wore. And like, why she wore it and how it held this
meaning. And equality. Yeah. And, like, promoting equality.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, saying how, like, her town, which I read up on the history.
Arkansas was
one of the first towns to push for integration in schools.
We love
that. And
her.
I read up on it, and I was like, that is so cool.
We love her.
Like, one of the pioneers in desegregation.
She was so well-spoken. She was so sweet.
The ultimate difference. God. It feels like Raven thinks outside of herself.
Yeah.
And bigger issues.
Yeah.
And comes from like a real pure, like
I
sweet
hope
place.
She and James Taylor get
and
married.
Vanessa to me feels like it's all about Vanessa.
Yes.
Oh. You
like,
know what
like,
I mean?
Like Raven's dad having cancer. A lot of people like how that happened with what's his face, whose parents got divorced and he acted like the world had ended.
Oh my God.
They all made these things that happened in their families about them. And she didn't. She's like, my dad has cancer. It's really terrible. I worry for him. I worry for my family.
Yes.
You know? It was
she's
like,
so sweet.
Something we can all kind of take away,
I think. Life happens, but you don't need to, like, make it all
about
yours.
You. Yeah.
Yeah. So then Erin just pulled her lip and thought.
No,
she was just pulling her lip and thought.
I just was just thinking how she just, like, I just love her. I think she's just fantastic.
Yeah.
When she posted that thing about her hometown on Instagram, I think you sent it to me. I literally was like, I love her.
I was like, this is amazing. Because I love
her. She's really, like, from her first, everybody's first impression of Raven.
Right. Yeah. Small town.
To the very
she's
end.
Elegant.
Was unbelievable.
We had vagina shoe to now.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That gives two finger blasts from me.
I give this Bachelor two finger blasts.
So I give it five Shetland ponies.
Can I tell you, just seeing that somebody has mailed a package with hashtag Bonezone and the Falcon, that I know what they're talking about. And I'm like, yes, this person gets me. Rihanna gets me. The fact that Rihanna sent me a box with goblets. I love it so much.
Arden, can I just pause and
Please.
Say I'm so proud of you.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
I just think about our, just you coming over in our little dinky.
Yeah.
And you have taken this on like
something.
A falcon.
If I
like a phoenix rising.
I actually.
And you've blossomed into a champion.
Oh my God, I am a champion.
You're a champion.
You are a champion.
I actually want you all to know, and I hope this doesn't happen, but if I have like a brain aneurysm or something, because that's the only way to go. Truly. And it's got to be in my sleep. I don't want to be driving and aware that it's happening.
Right.
I want to be like, oh, this is Orlando Bloom. I can't kiss you on this pony. You know, like.
Yeah.
So.
That's her dream.
Yeah. So,
that's her dream.
So,
and your brain just goes, pops.
Yeah. So let's just say that happens. I want everyone to know, well, I'm not happy about it. Like, I do feel that my life's work has been fulfilled.
Yeah.
Like, just receiving this goblet with hashtag Bonezone and the artwork, the fan art Shetland Pony Will Fucking Cut You?
Yeah.
Yes.
I truly, and you know what? I can't die until after May 7th.
Good, great.
So if you're planning on murdering me, May 8th, I need to fulfill the podcast.
Yeah.
The live show. I need to party like it's 1989. That's how the song goes, right?
Yes, exactly.
In Nashville, with all of you, once Katie will take a bonanza bus. We've got to get Katie there by
Katie,
miles.
If we get in a bus now.
If you get
you
on
can
a bus
it.
Now.
At the end of the movie
can
where Katie makes it to Nashville,
yeah.
She dies.
Oh, my God.
I want to go back to the romper store and see Arden in action.
Oh, my God. Do you want to go to the romper store?
Fuck yes.
Okay.
I want her to be like, what size are you? I will eat your face off.
Stop, don't try to woo me with your finger blast.
And then you go in the change room and you're like, I'm ready for my finger blast.
Yeah. Get in here, Darlene?
I don't know if
it's been hard lately in Erin Foley land.
I don't know if this romper, this onesie fits properly in the inseam. Can you help me find out?
You'll know it's my room because I got the curtain open.
I got a large undercarriage. Let's do this, Darlene.
Darlene, garçon. So then out comes Vanessa at After the Rose, and boy, did the still shots on Twitter of her fucking face. They hate each other.
She can't even fake it.
The only good thing about that was that Shetland Pony was in the crowd.
He was there.
And I didn't see him.
Did you guys see the hay that was under his feet?
It was propping him up on the chair.
Yeah.
He's
a tiny little fella. I'm sure he's got magical powers. He was sitting on hay.
He was so concerned with his sister's love life.
Yeah.
That's true.
She couldn't stop calling them out. It's like, we get it. You love your family.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but Shetland Pony loves her. Like, loves her.
Yeah, well, he's like, you know, her personal protector.
Yeah. Well,
if I had my entire extended family there, they'd be like, I didn't know they made torsos so long and limbs so short. And I didn't know that generations could get shorter each. Like, aren't you supposed to get taller each generation? Like, you shrink each round. We're like Russian nesting dolls with the current generation as the inside doll. The smallest. My great-grandfather was like 6'6".
What?
We get shorter. We are a weak species.
John Cena needs to be there.
Oh, my God. I love John Cena. I worked with him on Mad TV. He has huge hands.
You have to do that show with him.
I wrote a show.
It's so funny.
I need to do a show where I play my best friend as John Cena.
That's
I need
funny.
To fucking get that to him.
It's so funny.
Oh my God, you know what? I should get that to him. What's happening?
Yeah, can you think about your entire, like, my mom, her face would just be like, she would just be doing the, I can't. Like,
no,
she just would be nodding like, I can't believe this is your life choice.
Yeah.
Dude, I want you to know
I'm just looking at pictures of them on each other's Instagrams to see if they're happy.
Wait, so, you know, I'm cheering, like, you know, I'm a hopeless romantic. I'm
obviously
cheering for them.
Yeah. Obviously.
But it, you know, in some ways, they both had very true dating comments, you know?
They hate each other.
I think she's got a lot of good qualities, but I think she falls into that category of hard to date. Just hard to date.
Mm-hmm. So high maintenance. Not fun!
Yeah, she's, no. God, so high maintenance.
So serious, but so high maintenance. Yeah.
He
looked exhausted, but he probably was dancing earlier.
Can I confess something?
Please.
Well, first of all, did you guys see the ads for his stupid Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, he just like literally
he
does
thought,
this.
And they're
like,
not
that's
good.
His dancing.
It's not
he
good.
He looks like...
it's
mean,
not
it's
good.
So
hopefully
awful.
He'll get canned.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
Do
I
we
really
need to do we
him.
Need to do an episode at some point?
Let's see
down
how
the
is.
Line.
We
down
probably,
the line.
Yeah.
It also depends
line.
On how
don't,
long
if nothing else, just because I'm going to miss this.
Me
you
too.
Know what
that's
I mean?
The
Jones
thing.
Yeah.
All right, tweet to us if you want us to do one about Dancing with the Stars.
I'm cheering for Rashad Jennings.
Simone?
I wanted to say that the other thing that happened on the finale.
Oh my God, Rachel. Oh.
While we're watching, I'm like a half an hour behind
Arden.
I was
in Nashville.
And Arden's like, yeah. So Arden's like, if anybody gets to a commercial.
I called Rob.
And I was like, I didn't know exactly what she meant. She was like, just let me know when you're at a commercial. And I was like, maybe Arden needs something. Arden, I'm at a stopping place. My phone rings. She's like, okay. I just have to talk to somebody.
Because I saw it 2 hours before you guys, because I had East Coast time.
And I was on a delay. Yeah.
It was Rachel's potential suitors.
I had to call Rob.
Right.
I had to call
what
somebody.
Train wrecks they all were.
God.
So I called Rob, and I said...
You're like, the first white guy, the black guys seem pretty cool.
They seem
the first white guy you see is definitely gay. That's what you thought.
Yeah.
And then the second one, you're like, he opens his mouth. Okay, he seems like a decent guy.
He's cute enough.
And then he says...
Rachel, I want you to know I'm ready to go black and never go back.
I turned it off.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I didn't see anyone
so
after
bad.
That.
Both
I turned
of them
it
were
off.
So bad.
I couldn't.
I
was
the last
like,
guy.
That's
was
I,
the worst.
I couldn't even see the last guy because I was in a Marriott and I couldn't pause anything. And so I was so busy going, oh my God, like texting people, trying to find somebody on the East Coast. So I could, like, because you guys hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah,
it was, no. And then I watched it. It was as horrible as you said. And, you know, Arden was saying, like, you know, that Rachel afterwards, like, to the producer, she's like, okay, listen.
You know, listen. Like, yeah, you know,
you step
he
in,
fucking
step
met me.
It,
I'm a hot lawyer.
Yeah,
you need to get me better guys.
Yeah, these guys are like spring breakers.
Wait, how many? Honest to God,
four.
After
four.
Oh, okay, so after Black Never Go Back.
That was it.
There was one more guy.
Okay. Oh, there's one more black guy?
Okay.
Yeah, who was cute.
Yeah, the black guy's really cute and seemed cool, but like we don't want it to be a season of that.
No.
So she met
four
total.
Which, so are those guys just like not going to get out of the
So they
windows?
Just won't go out of the window? They'll just already be in the house?
I mean, I think they might get out again and she'd like just say hi to them again.
Can we vote to just write them out right now?
Yeah, they're out. They're out.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Black Can Never Go Back.
Who says that?
I was
on TV in front of a crowd.
It was so cringeworthy.
I wanted to kill myself. I was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Everyone was just kind of like, huh?
And then I thought he was going to look at the camera and be like, Phi Sig forever.
Yeah.
She had to
like humor him and be like, okay.
Why do you have to be about race? Just say like, oh, I think you're fucking pretty and nice.
Yeah,
and you're
I
smart
hated
woman.
It.
I love
like
your black skin.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like, don't just
You've
be
got,
normal.
Can you imagine? I mean, that's the thing. It's like you have one. Like, you have two white guys. One is gay and the other one mentions her black. Like, are you, like...
It was embarrassing.
Like play it cool. Like, didn't ABC vet what he was going to say?
Come on, Bachelor. You can do better.
And they were cool with that. Like, they wanted that? Like, how is that okay?
He might have been fed the line. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
he could have been fed the line.
He probably was.
That's
true. Right.
Just to, like, make it
Rob,
about...
why did you feed him that line?
Well, I just thought... He called me and he was like, I'm panicking. I'm like, go with the black thing. People are going to go crazy for it.
Love it.
Yeah.
You're love it.
The thing is, he's going to be on the show, fast forward a year from now, and we'll be like, oh my God, he's so great.
I know.
He's so good looking.
Wonderful.
I loved
it's
your
wonderful.
Opening line.
Yes.
You guys.
You took on the race relationships just immediately. And
so we're not here. So it sounds, I know because I'm a freak, that Rachel doesn't start till the end of May. Like,
okay. And then so BIP is until the summer, right?
BIP is until the summer because we have to get her cast offs. So it's like, you guys, like, this is it for us until the... You guys just have to... America, you need to fucking get credit card debt and just come to Nashville.
Yeah.
You've got a Zany's Nashville, May 7th. It's at 7 o'clock.
Get credit card debt.
But also, I think we'll...
I can't.
At some point, there will be, like, more Vanessa Nick news, like, for sure.
Yeah.
Because
so
she basically was screaming on national television, just like, I just want to be in the same car with him. I just want to be in a car with him.
Yeah.
And you're like,
they
oh, my God.
Other. They hate each other.
You are... So I feel like this impending
we
breakup.
We could go on the streets of L.A. and look for her, because we know she's probably here, because he's competing here.
Do you
Is
guys...
that live? I'm sorry. Is Dancing with the Stars live?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
They're doing it right now?
I think it's...
Yeah.
Well,
or
it's
it
live for East Coast, but then they have, like, you can call in. They have, like, West Coast times, because my mom would always,
right,
like,
text
me.
I'll watch
and
it
she'd
tonight.
Be like, call in and vote for this person.
No, I mean, like, right now in L.A., they're doing the show.
Yes.
Yeah, right
yeah,
now.
Okay,
yeah.
I didn't know if it was 2 months ago.
No, it's like American Idol
you
was.
Guys,
oh,
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So wrapping up the season, this was a really disappointing season.
It was.
I mean, I really
had
loved
high hopes.
I felt very proud of us as a pod. I had a great time with the
podcast.
I think
the podcast is better than ever.
Podcast has really took a... I really appreciated all the fan art. Casey Roonan, the painting, that painting, and all of the.
I definitely had
Pony.
More. I'm sorry to cut. I had more fun on the podcast
dishing
than watching the show.
Yeah,
for sure.
So the show really like. It really, like, the shit hit the fan when they pre-announced Rachel.
Yeah,
I know. And then there was nowhere
to
go.
You're right, Rob. That's really, it really was so, I mean, Corinne was, like, the most entertaining. Then you got so sick of her. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, Rachel, we knew. And we were like,
well, then that
Nick became the same Nick. And
he didn't seem to really, he just seemed to want to be on TV.
She was announced, and then there were like two other episodes.
Yeah.
I think because
there were three.
They were
three. Yeah.
How can you find a gay guy in Hollywood to send out as her bachelorette? like it's like they found they announced early to get those four guys. Are you kidding
exactly.
me?
I know it felt very produced. This
season. And a bit lazy.
And
maybe.
A bit lazy.
Yeah.
He didn't seem that into
Although
it.
I liked the Denmark. I liked the cold weather.
Finland.
That's same.
I
thing.
Also
same
like
thing.
The cold weather finale. If
JK,
it been with,
you guys.
I can't wait for Rachel.
Me
Will you guys
too.
Do a final tweet of the week?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, by the way,
final
I
final tweet of the season.
Oh my God, Padgett, we are missing you right now. We are missing you hard, hard. We are missing you so fucking hard. Oh my God, Aaron, how much do you love Padgett?
Too much.
You love her, right?
I do love her.
Okay, wait. I want to say that. I also wanted to say I appreciated everybody. Everybody sending, hold on, that was not it. This is, okay, so today, you guys liking us on iTunes is, I appreciate it. And you guys have been doing it. And we had some nice comments. We have I'm an ahoy sailor. Will you accept these stars? 5 stars. My favorite podcast that recaps the Bachelor franchise in the most hilarious way.
Aww. Yay.
Fun.
I will gladly accept your rose. 5 stars by Sen 2015. I watched The Bachelor when it first came out, but totally fell off for a while. Only got back into it due to friends making a fantasy league. And I felt like being informed about who I was drafting. This pod is hilarious. Too many times I've been afraid I will actually pee myself at work from laughing. Thank you so much for making office work 10 times more entertaining and informative. Ready for BIP. So thank you so much. We appreciate it. Email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. You guys, we're going to Nashville. Katie's going to start hitchhiking now.
Yeah.
Katie,
I'm going to start walking.
I've already visualized
I'm going to make a vision
since
board.
Arden's announcement throughout the rest of the podcast. You're going to be there.
I think you're going to be happen. There. I think somebody's got 20,000 extra happen. Miles on America. So here's the final lay of the land. Should I do it over our
Spirit
theme song?
Airline has a deal for $16.95.
Here's who's going to be there. Here's the final lineup. Sunday, May 7th. It's supposed to be an hour and a half, but I think we'll probably
it's
do
gonna
2 hours.
It's going to be
6 hours. It's going to be like 7 hours. I can't figure out how to like work it out. Let me ask you this. I guess I could do this afterwards.
Please send me pictures.
I can't even handle it.
I'm going to get to work on a Westworld version of myself.
So we could only have like so many people on stage at once. So the people from the pod are me and Miss Erin and our Secretary of State, Padgett, and Steve Heitner, who's Kenny Banya, who's going to try to fuck Wells' sisters while he's there.
My gosh.
So then we have Wells and his sisters. That'll be one segment with Heitner. We have Luke, the cowboy. We have Luke.
I really want to be Luke.
We have James Taylor, Katie's future boyfriend.
Current boyfriend.
We have Carly and Evan, who I feel like might bail on us. They're harder to get in touch with.
Are they?
Well, yeah. They have like kids and shit.
They have kids. He's a dick. He's the dick doctor.
Yeah. Dick doctor.
So he's busy.
He's got penises to
there's,
fix.
There's yeah. dicks all over
he has to
Tennessee
look at all
that
the dicks.
Fix. Yeah. He's got to pick all the dicks.
He's got bones to zone.
Yeah.
And then we have Danielle, the neonatal nurse. And then that's like a hot lineup, you guys.
That's a great hot lineup.
I can't figure out how many people to have on stage. We might have to tag out us and maybe figure out who each person's dream person to interview. Like, you get one person, Padgett gets one person, Heitner gets. Because I don't know how much of a clusterfuck.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, there could only be so many people on stage. So we'll figure out.
Could I do a call in interview with Haley?
We could just have everyone come up one at a time.
Yeah,
but there would still be like.
Yeah, but I mean,
5-1 or 6-1.
I think that's fine.
I don't know just time wise. Trust me, I've literally lost so much sleep trying to figure it out.
I think you need
it.
I think you need a timer. Yeah.
Oh, I will have a timer.
But we do this on like You Made It Weird.
We could talk about this after that.
Yeah,
okay.
Talk about
it. Okay. All right, you guys. All we know is at some point it'll be figured out. It'll be a fucking hot mess. James Taylor has agreed to learn our theme song and let me do the sounds of the backup singing, like the grunting. He's agreed to sing it, and then I'm going to do backup grunts.
Okay, I really need to go there. Please help me.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
We're
going
to figure it out. We're going to figure it out, Katie.
So, you guys.
My husband's going to be so mad at me.
Thank you so
much. I'm so glad he doesn't listen, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everyone, for making this was season 3 of Will You Accept This Rose? You guys, truly, it is my favorite thing that I do. And when I get a brain aneurysm May 8th, I just want everyone to know that, like, truly, I feel that my purpose has been fulfilled.
You're not going to get a brain aneurysm.
But if I did, I'm not happy about it. But
I'll kill you.
But my work
is more work to be done.
Oh, there's
more work to be done.
One of my favorite parts is getting to know you better, Rob.
Me too, Erin.
You're a delight.
I consider all of you my best friends.
I'm really, when Arden told me you weren't coming, I was heartbroken. I was like, what do you mean?
I don't know. Can I play this loud
song? You're our glue.
I know. I'll be there in spirit.
Yes.
It's not playing.
Oh, sorry.
Mark Rivers, magical Mark Rivers, our musical. Oh my god. Let's just listen to it and sing, you guys. What?
Will you accept this rose?
Oh, that's cute. You need a hook.
Will you accept this rose into your
bone zone, into your romper area? Oh, I'm sorry. I took baths out to get your face
I will cut you if you don't accept this rose.
Will you accept this Shetland pony into your fremunda?
Where are you looking, Nick's dad? Where are you looking?
Bye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.